Speaking of buxom redheads and their bullet bras, Melanie won't be joining us at the Gay Days dinner this year.
Aww.
However, we got a couple of new RSVPs.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
We heard tonight from the big fat one. Big Fatty will be joining us at the Gay Days dinner.
The big fat one. Who's thinner than both of us? That's horrible.
So, no, he goes by Big Fatty.
I know he goes by Big Fatty, but he's not big and fatty.
Well, okay. Well, the diminutive elderly man that does a podcast every day will be joining us.
Did you say the diminutive elderly man? Oh, come on.
The aged leather daddy will be at the Gay Days dinner.
Send your letters to Taylor the Latte Boy.
I love Big Fatty. I love Big Fatty. So.
Loving Big Fatty and loving a Big Fatty are vastly different things.
Oh. So we're glad to hear that he's getting better. We heard that he was under the weather, and we're glad to hear that things are going better for him.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A diminutive elderly man that does a podcast every day will be joining us.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1091 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday. The 3rd of April, 2012, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Y'all, I gotta finish telling you about the weekend, plus there are voice letters out the wazoo. Hello, high rollers, Big Fatty, I think I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. Y'all, let me just say, Big Fatty had several things he had to take care of with the new escape. And y'all, let me just tell you something. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen as sure as the sun will rise in Walnut Hills. But y'all, let me just say this. I have had probably 4 or 5 phone calls from the hats about the Ford explosion, y'all, just asking, oh, Big Fatty, how do you do the air conditioner? Where's the button for this? Just lots of questions. And, y'all, the Hat Arena has decided that she likes driving it also, and, so, y'all, I don't know what they're gonna do. But anyway, they're gonna have to get rid of one of their cars. Both of them are as elderly as the day is long. Big Fatty, that didn't make a damn bit of sense. But y'all, they gotta make a decision. They said they were gonna decide today what they were gonna do. But anyway, we'll see what it is. Y'all, I finally figured out how to do the play the little shows on the radio in the escape. And y'all, you do it exactly the way that they tell you to do it. And y'all, I called in because there was a coupon in the owner's manual saying you can get the Premier. You can get the, what do you call it, the Sirius Radio Premier package for 6 months. Y'all, the trial period is 6 months. I was very impressed. I called and registered online and signed up for the Premier package. Y'all hadn't gone through yet. So if it hadn't started working by tomorrow, then I'll call them again, you know, because y'all, you know, the Okra network is on the Sirius Premier. And so is the sports ball. Yes, Big Fatty, you would love both of those. And anyway, but y'all, before I move forward anymore, y'all, I gotta finish telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, on a Thursday night, y'all, I get a message on the grinder from the gentleman caller that lives in the Los Angeles out there near the Walnut Hills, y'all, that, you know, his mother, he was here in town like back over in Thanksgiving or sometime. And he was helping his mother find a home out on one of the islands here in the Charleston area. And y'all, you know, I've just stayed in touch with him on the grinder. And y'all, he says he was like 260 miles away. And I went, dear Gussie, that's not California, eh? And he says, everybody, you want to get together before I go out and see my mother? And I said, yes. So y'all, about 30 minutes late, he landed in Charleston, and I said, let me know when you get to town. Because, you know, I didn't know if he was driving from the Atlanta or flying or whatever. And y'all, about 30 minutes later, I had another message. Hey, I'm here. I'll be over there in about 30 minutes. I said, yes, bring it on. Y'all, let me just tell you, it is lovely. Just lovely. And he's either leaving Tuesday or Wednesday, y'all. I gotta readjust my camisole here on my podcasting chair, cause the camisole has shifted around. But anyway, he's either leaving on Tuesday or hump day. Big Freddy, that would be appropriate. And y'all, he's going to stop by again. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Y'all, Friday night, I was on the Goggle Plus with that Tom and Terry, you know, old Digger and T. Wiggles. Y'all, you know, they're going on the Diamond Encrusted Cruise, but they're going steerage. Big Freddy, what was the WWW again for the coupon, for the G'days? And, so y'all, I kind of walked them through it, and you know, y'all, you just gotta help some people out. You just have to take them by the hand and walk them through it. So, you know, I did my best. So hopefully they have made their reservations. Y'all, I think they were going to stay over there at, Wilderness Lodge. Y'all, that is cone beef and cabbage. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The cone beef that I cook, y'all, it is the most flavorless cone beef I've ever cooked. And y'all, it was very lean. It didn't have a whole lot of fat with it. So, y'all, that's probably why it tastes like shit. But a big fatty, either that or you don't know how to cook. So anyway, I helped them with that. And then, of course, you heard the story of us, Miss Kitty and I, going to Atlanta and taking the cars, the Ford Explosion and the new Escape. Y'all haven't nicknamed it yet. But old Vader's decided it should be called the Ford Shot, because he thinks I've shotted in it. But I haven't. I don't think it's going to be the Shot. But anyway, got back Sunday afternoon, and y'all, about 20 miles outside of Charleston, the I-Natta goes brrrr. And I went, oh, dear. I said, y'all, it was my most regular gentleman called, hey, Brick Freddy, what are you doing? I said, I'm about 30 minutes away from being home. What are you up to? He goes, oh, you want to get together? I said, yes. So, y'all, I said, I'll send you an e-letter when I get home. And, y'all, I got home and brought my stuff in, my grip in, sent him an e-letter. He says, I'll see you in a few minutes. So, y'all, he came over. Y'all, I am telling you, I am so glad I said rabbit on a Sunday morning, y'all, because it yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I hadn't heard from anybody if they had any April Pafool's jokes played on them. But, y'all, that Moose P, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, he sent me an e-letter that he wasn't sure if it was an April Pafool's joke or not, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you about it. Y'all, I'll put a link in the show notes. Big Fatty, you don't know how to do that. Well, I'll try. But y'all, it's about the disposable underpants and how people are using them so that they can just shot themselves. Big Fatty, how appropriate it sounds like every day in the Fat Cave. So anyway, y'all, speaking of Moose P, y'all, today, the 3rd of April, y'all, that today is his... husband's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I understand there's some sort of mechanical, special mechanical device that has been purchased as a surprise gift. And y'all, I don't know, but there may be cake. Big Freddy, you know damn good and well there'll be wine. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Daddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Daddy.
Daddy, this is your, oh, I was going to say Lovey from Woodland Hills, but no, this is Ian from Los Angeles. I'm just calling to check on you. You haven't talked about your diet update. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, how is your diet going? And, you know, how many pounds have you lost? And I was just wondering because I was thinking, oh, can Big Fatty eat cheese? It is processed, isn't it? Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's Ian from out there in the California. So nice to name. Big Fatty, you say that every time, and it's getting as old as Methuselah. Y'all, by the way, it has started raining here in Charles. I don't know if you can hear the rain hitting on the air conditioner. Hey, I'll be quiet for a second so you can hear. Here, listen. Listen. Lovey, listen to the rain. Ah, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Ian, I'm happy to report that y'all something. Well, you know what, y'all? I think this is this deserves a little timpani. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I climbed on the scale on Monday morning, and y'all, I saw something I haven't seen in 25 years, y'all. Big Fatty's weight dropped into the 140s, y'all. It was way. Granted, it was 149.6, but y'all, still, I have not been in the 140s for more than 25 years. So, Ian, I have lost about a little more than 15 pounds, and I'm going to start reintroducing some items back into the diet. Now, I'm going to tell you, you asked specifically about cheese. You know, when I went to lunch with Miss Kitty last week, I had a salad and it had a lot of cheese on it, and I ate it because, you know, there's just it's not feasible to eliminate all of this stuff. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. All that dairy from that cheese, y'all, I was blowing it out. Big Fatty, we know you don't have to spell it out, but y'all, I was blowing it out in the office that afternoon like there was no tamari. And so y'all, my system has become very unaccustomed to the dairy, so I'm not sure how much of that I will do, unless, of course, I need to go somewhere and you know, be the chairman of the FOD Council. Big Fatty, that's
that little show, I just love the new mechanicals message you left with Poodle McNoodle. So what Kathy Bacon is trying to say, I will translate as I understand the crazy, crazy language she speaks. So what she says was, and I will translate to you, is that if you want to win the big prize Kathy Bacon is giving, don't bother playing at the end of the game when it will be almost finished, because you won't be counted in the contest. It would be unfair for those who played all along that you win. So if you want to win, play all along from the beginning to the end. And if you play, you get more, let's say, points that will... I lost my track. as Captain Bacon says, and thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, you know, Miss Bacon called in last week to tell us about how you could get extra entries into the $100 bill contest. And y'all, I didn't understand it then, and now the crazy Mexican has called to explain it, and y'all, I'm more confused now than I ever have been. Y'all, evidently you get points now. I had no idea that you got points or anything like that. Y'all, speaking yes, Big Fatty, just spit it out.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky. I thought I would call and tell you what happened to me today. As I was on the train to go to work, I started your show like 2 seconds before I got off the train because I have to walk about a mile to work. And I step off the train and the most torrential thunderstorm ever, ever, ever started. Now I'm wet all the way up to my knees. My feet are wet and they're cold. And so I don't know if that means I need to listen to your show while I'm inside or what. But anyway, I was just calling to say hello, and I can't wait to see you in June for Gay Days. And, me.
Yeah, Gussie.
Tommonkeys.com.
Oh, Big Freddy, he pulls a fast one on you every time. Y'all, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that the biggest rainstorm ever occurred in the Ginger Bear's presence. Y'all, I would have thought that not PNS Noah, but Noah, you know, who brought the two of every ginger, you know, two ginger bears and all on the ark. You remember you remember the ark, don't you? Yes, Big Freddy. That's in the Book of Hydrogen, I believe. And but anyway, we had a wet ginger bear, y'all. You know how a dog smells when it gets wet, y'all. Can you just imagine? Can you just imagine the stench? Ginger bear stench. Oh, Big Freddy, that's a good one. You'll hear about that though. Y'all, the wet ginger bear. The stench of the ginger bear. Big Fatty, but anyway, Ginger Bear, we look forward to seeing you also during the good days. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from the Pot Is My Co-Pilot. Y'all, they have put together the dinner down there for the good days for this year. And y'all, you know it's going to be at the Wave restaurant there at the Contemporary Motel. And y'all, if you're planning to attend that and haven't done so already, send them an e-letter quickly before the 15th of February saying yes, oh dear Gussie, yes, I will be there. And you send it to potismycopilot@gmail.com. And so they'll take care of you. I saw on the Twitty that the Haunt Cub, Jay and Ron, y'all, that they went out and they took Big Fatty's advice and bought some of the Black Forest bacon. And y'all, I'm awaiting their taste test to see how it is. And y'all, thanks to everybody who sent me a link to the bacon coffin. Now y'all, but you know, there was always a caveat that went with it.
A diminutive elderly man that does a podcast every day will be joining us.
Big Fatty, they're trying to tell you something. You know, Dick will be there too.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-
206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.